Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is December 2nd, the year 2022. We are beginning the Quran recitation portion that precedes our Juma prayer. The Juma prayer will begin, inshallah, at 2 p.m. in a little less than 30 minutes. But at this time here, following the tradition of our Prophet Muhammad, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran. And at 2 p.m., about 5 minutes still, we had the first call to prayer, the first advance, and followed by the second advance at 2 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. As-salamu alaykum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son. A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say, five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say, seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number, none knoweth them save a few, so contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which has been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
appoint for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grain, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
فدخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah. Though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages.
فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا.
And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him. For if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, He alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him.
Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. With the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahdahu la sharika lah. I bear witness that there is the one God, Allah, there is none worthy of worship like unto him. He has no partners. La sharika la. He has no partners. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and the peace be upon Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahaba Ismail. Amma ba'd. And peace be upon his family, his companions. And us the righteous. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, the perfect praise belongs to God. As-salamu alaykum wa mubarak. That's a Jummah. Allah has given us the Quran, the perfect book, the complete book, the superior book. Allah says here in the Quran in chapter 18, which we just heard, we know it is in the tradition of Muhammad, peace be upon him, that we recite or hear Surah or chapter 18 on Friday. And so we can pray it every Friday as part of our introduction. Yes. But here we read again the first verse of chapter 18 of Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب be to Allah who has sent down, sent to his servant the book. So we give praise to Almighty God Allah for sending the book to Muhammad. And Allah says, and has allowed therein no crooked. It says, Walam Tajalun Laha is wajad. No crooked. No failure. No errors. Allah says, and he made it straight, the Quran straight. And clear in order that he, Allah, may warn the godless, those who need to be warned, right? Warn them of a terrible punishment That's a mercy from God. He warns the human being that if you don't follow good guidance, if you don't follow the right way, then within that act, not coming later, but within that act of not following the guidance, in the act is the punishment. But Allah in His mercy, He warns us, the human being. And also in the same book, it says, and in that same conversation to the righteous, and that He may give glad tidings. He may give glad tidings. Bashara, right? That's good news. The Bashara, good news. To those who believe. Yes, it's Elazi, that Yatmaluna Esalawati, those who believe and do righteous deeds. But don't you just say those who believe, you leave it right there. There has to be a testimony to your belief, the Salihat, the good deeds. And it says, and they shall have a goodly reward, those who believe and do righteous deeds. There are some who do righteous deeds that they don't believe. And God still gives them credit. So there are some who believe, but they're lazy. They just say they believe, but they don't put anything into action. So here is calling us to both. The doing of believing and give a testimony that that belief is solid. It's not just conversation. What the young boys say, right? They, you got to talk the talk, and then you got to walk the walk. You just can't, you know, be beating your gun, they say. You beating your gun. It sound good. That was old school, OG. It sounds good, OG. You got to talk. You ain't going to do that. But, you know, with the OG, if you keep it back up, you say, yeah, but I made it. Yeah, that's Allah's mercy. That's Allah's mercy. So Allah says He sent down the book, right? Anzal, right? Same word for rain, right? Rain comes down. That's clean rain. That's pure rain. But the word of God is a rain better than that. It comes down. And it cleans us inside and out. And when we clean the inside and out, then we clean to go out to the world and do marvelous things. It's to be Allah in the way of Allah. But Allah said, you sent down the book, but there's no crookedness in it. They've been trying to find crookedness in it from the beginning. And they can't find it. You know why they can't find it? It's because they crooked. They crooked. We have a script. A script is a writing. A script is really, you follow it, which means that it was before you. That's how we follow. Yeah. Someone else wrote the script. And Allah wrote the script. They call it scripture. It's still a script. And you follow the script written by Allah. So script is not talking about necessarily in most times using a pen on paper. We think writing means a pen on paper. And that is a form of communication now. However, from the beginning, from Allah, the script was not ink on paper. Script is, it includes a type of writing
that doesn't require writing. The script that Allah gave us. Now, later on, we know they put the pen to paper. So when the Quran came to Muhammad, it's upon him, there was no pen and paper in Jibreel's hand. And there definitely was not a pen and paper in Muhammad's hand to write down what Jibreel said. But still, he was told to read the script. So what is this script? Script, or we say scripture, revealed before we came, before our creation, directly from our Creator. This script from our Creator gives us direction. And this script written by our Creator tailor fitted for the human excellence, for you and I, for every human being ever born. The script that Allah wrote was tailor fit for human beings, with human beings in mind, for good and excellent. Tailor fit for our nature, for our fitrah. Fitrah, that's the Arabic word for it. The original human nature. Allah sent the revelation. He put it in our very nature to receive it, but a double blessing, he wrote it to fit our nature. Can we appreciate that? Now, once it's revealed to the hearts and minds of people, then in time, finally, someone wrote down on physical paper with physical ink or whatever they use, right? And put it on paper. But it wasn't like that from the beginning. The script of Allah is in nature. It's written in the tree, is part of God's writing, the grass, the air we breathe, all the creation. That's Allah's writing for us to read. And that too, the sun, moon, and the stars, they all Muslim, right? The anti-mosquito that bit you last summer, he gets really good Muslim. That's for all of that in the macro world, in the microscopic world, all of that is Allah's script in nature designed for us as human beings to bring out the best in us. Because the best in us is also another script written by Allah innately in our very makeup. That's why Aisha said, be pleased with her, that Muhammad, he was the script, but he wasn't standing still. He was an idol. He wasn't laying in bed. He was the script walking. Oh, it came alive. It's not just dormant. It was dormant for many, for who knows, million trillions of years. And each of the prophets began with Adam, began to prick that and bring it into life, to make it viable. So when Muhammad came, boom, it came full. It came whole and complete. This day have I completed. Listen to the language. This day have I completed. That means the day before, Allah wasn't completed with it yet. So when Muhammad, he was completed. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The praise be to God, the Lord of all worlds. So the Quran is a script. Meaning it is a inscription. In other words, it's inscribed, right? Inscription. It's also, it is a script. It is a description. You got inscription, but in the root of it is script, right? Right? Inscription, description. You are describing the pathway. It is describing the warning. It is describing the blessings. And it's a prescription, too. It is you. Huh? Inscription, description, prescription. That's the Quran. That's right. Yes. We got
follow Allah's script, not Hollywood's script. I said Hollywood on purpose. I know this is Hollywood. They think they are working as God with a small g behind the scenes, writing scripts to influence human beings. That's what I call a movie. It's trying to move you. Motion. Trying to move you. But you can't move you like the Quran can. In fact, I peeped your script. Allah exposed your script. Yes. You thought you're going to take the pure word of God and you're going to tweak it. And you can tweak a whole lot of things in life. But you cannot tweak your original revelation. No, you can't. Our brains are too small. That's why it says, if the Quran had been built, had been revealed on a mountaintop, don't look out there from a mountain. Look at yourself. This is the mountaintop, your head. If the Quran had been revealed on your mountaintop, then it would have come. It would have revealed to the heart, a pure heart. Huh? Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, yes, and many other names. Then when it comes to that pure heart, the heart, just looking at the physical heart, it's in blood to every part of your body. You don't say, do you have permission? Hey, you've been good. Toe, hey, you've been good today. Fuck you, some blood. No, you don't do that. Hey, boy, that's the heart. But the Quran comes to the heart. It feeds all of humanity. Now, the brain don't think about it. I don't brain messes the whole thing up. But the angel of the can be good at fucking his heart. But let us follow the script of Allah. It's in written form in books. Somebody say, well, they say, you're holding the Quran. I'm not holding the Quran. I'm holding the book that got the words of the Quran in it. The one time wasn't even a printing press. So these weren't even around. But the Quran was. Huh? They asked the people, say, we're going to have a Quran burning party. They have them sometimes too, right? And then they're people really burning the Quran. See, you're burning paper. You're burning ink on paper. Because you can get all the Qurans in the world and burn them. Big bonfire. And when the fire's out, spread the ashes to throw them in the sea. They say, you got all the Qurans? Yes, we got all the Qurans in the world. And then you tell little Aisha to stand up. Little Aisha, stand up. If she gives you back the whole Quran. The Quran ain't going, it wouldn't know where. You can't touch the Quran. Because you're not believing. Those who try to do that, right? And guess what? The Quran won't take you. And if you read every word in here 1,000 times. Look, if your heart's not right, the Quran won't take you. You can't touch it. It says, believe as the believers. See Allah as the believers see Allah. Well, how do believers see Allah? Through faith. But since you don't have any faith, you can't see Allah. So this is the book. And it is guiding you without doubt. Yes. So what happened over the years, over the centuries, going back to the people under Adam and Jonah and all that, look at the progress of the human intellect. Going all the way back. Look how slow and unchanged it was. But when the Quran was put on the hearts first and the minds of believers, what happened? The human intellect begin to grow. The sciences magnify. Not just science is a science there. Government life is a science. Family life is a science. Yes? And it only expanded around the world after the Quran came. But if you follow that timeline of man, and through the various prophets, they advance very slowly. The Quran is a book that allows the human intellect to go into Allah's creation, the nature, and to get from it richness that never, it is after the Quran comes that we see the algebra and the trigonometry, right? And we see government life begin to take form for the common person. It's after the Quran came where we see great advances. No coincidence, because of the superiority of the Quran. Not that it's being arrogant or anything like that, but just recognize that when Allah sent the Quran to Muhammad, and he began to feed it to common, uneducated people, and didn't say you got to give a certain secret handshake to get this verse of the Quran. You didn't have to pay any kind of dues or join this club to get the Quran. You didn't have to go to the higher schools and learn it to get the Quran. He gave it to everybody. Everybody. He missed one. So Allah took care of him. Blind man. Right? He shall pass the blind man. He even frowned. But he thought he could get to them big shots. So Allah took care of that. That's a message to us. You know, this Quran, we pray aside nobody. Alhamdulillah. Allah grant us good in this life. Grant us good in the life to come. And protect us from the torment of the fires. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الحمد لله I'll read a couple of paragraphs of comments of Imam Muhammad about the Quran. He says, the Quran is a book to be read. That means read. When you read in the Quran what Allah is saying about Quran, you know that you are not only to read the book. It's not just read it. It is a book to be studied. It is a book to be recited. It is a book to be understood. All these terms are in the Quran that tells us about the Quran. The greatest fear that the religious leaders from out of the world, the greatest fear that the religious leaders have is the fear that what they keep secret will be told openly. That's the fear. He said, but Allah did that when he gave the message of the Quran to Muhammad on the last day of the prophet. Allah, he exposed all this secret. But this Quran came, Allah revealed all their secrets. This is a side note. I'll come back to this. Anybody in knowledge, be it Greek mythology, be it whatever, that came before the Quran, is the Jewish book, Christian book, body of knowledge that came before the Quran addresses all of them. And anything that was in them that was crooked, the Quran corrects. Anything that was incomplete, the Quran completes. The man goes on to say, I cannot expose their secrets. They are already exposed. God has already exposed them. I just read what God has done. But if you cannot make the right connection, you will not even know that God is exposing the secrets because you do not make the right connection. This is a study. If you read something, can you read the reading? A lot of people can read, right? In every syllable. So you say, well, what does it mean? They're going to read it again. And I said, no, no. Okay, what did you read? When you read the words, what did you comprehend? How did those words magnify your mind? Here the man was saying, if you can't make the connection, you can come on all day long. But if you cannot make the connections, you won't know the secrets that Allah has exposed, that the world leaders have as you need. He says here, the leaders have taught the masses the peace. The majority of people in religion, all those who are not being taken in as secret students, that's the masses. Okay, the secret students, they're private, little, secret students. They are in a way, so you will never make the connections. You would think this is all just talk. The word of Allah is not just talk. He says you don't know that it has reference to something, so you cannot make the connection with the reference. As a result, you cannot learn the Quran. Jesus is in this. If you can't make the connection with the world knowledge that came before, the misguidance came before, give the Quran just another book, get some more talk, then you cannot learn the Quran. You can learn the words of the Quran, but its intent, the purpose, you won't get it. But he says, as a result, you cannot learn the Quran. You cannot see the superiority of the Quran. If you do not know what it was talking about in the history of religion, Christianity, Judaism, you got to know the history. Then you do not know the superiority of the Quran. You won't know it. So this right here is a challenge to us to make the connections. Like I said in the end, yeah. Why do we want to make the connections? The Quran came for all people. The Quran came as a mercy to all mankind, right? That's what it's called. Rahman Linnas, right? Mercy to all people. Mercy to all the world. It speaks about the good people of the book. So we didn't try to change anybody from being a Christian or a Jew. Allah says in the Quran says, if I didn't force them to convert, what you do like trying to make them convert? This is in the Quran. But as being the last book, being the final revelation, it don't say the final revelation to Muslims. What do it say? It is the final revelation to mankind. And they recognize Jews and Christians and Sabians, right? It's right there in the Quran. In the Quran, it recognizes their houses of worship. So what are we to do? The Quran says, don't criticize their idea of God, because they in turn going to criticize me, and then you're going to be upset. I've been there before. Right? They're going to score on a point. And they say something back, and I know they're wrong, but now I expose myself to being criticized. So we don't do that. So what do? We share the wisdom with the world. And if they are selfish, we say, Alhamdulillah, the praise be to God. If they reject it, we say, Allahu Akbar, they're doing great. This is the day we're living in. We're living in the day of religion. We're living in the day to where the words of God will take his place. It is taking his place within the human family. And we just pray, oh Allah, keep me in that body. Keep me in that. Now let me fall. Right? You see that I pray? the band that led to Zipkin, right? Although they're not our CD, they are just what they do not. And that says, you got it as well. Yes, yeah. I'm going to get you up. Oh, Allah, we thank you. We thank you for what you have done. Maybe we know, maybe we don't know. We thank you for forgiving us for that which we know and which we don't know. And we pray you complete for us our sins. We complete for us our good deeds and forgive us for our sins. Complete all of our sins. And have mercy on us. Amen. You come.
Father God,
We have the brother's breakfast system. So an ancient CLT on our phone is really fine and going with it. We have a shiva meeting Sunday evening, 3 or 4 o'clock. Everyone fucking comes to the shiva meeting, just if you're talking something, only what makes it to the head. And everyone's there to avoid. You're a band of home. A band of home, everybody includes. Any more announcements? Colleen on Tuesday. You send us out to us. Tuesday, you get a hard time. Colleen, you get a hard time. Okay.